Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that so many parents are experiencing, and I want you to know right from the start, you are not alone in this. Maybe your kindergartner comes home from school, and you ask how their day was, and they say good. Or maybe they had a tough moment, and when you ask what's wrong, all they can say is bad. And you're thinking, wait, there has to be more to this story, right? You know there's a whole rainbow of feelings happening inside that beautiful little heart, but the words just aren't there yet. And here's what I want you to know, this is completely, beautifully, wonderfully normal. In fact, it's exactly what researchers who study how children learn about emotions would expect to see at this age. Let me share what the magic book and I have learned. Research from Leipzig University shows us something fascinating. When children are 4, 5, or 6 years old, they typically use very basic, unspecific terms to describe their feelings. Words like good, nice, funny for pleasant experiences, and not good, bad for unpleasant ones. And this isn't because they're not paying attention to their feelings. It's because learning to use emotion words in an adult-like way is a long, gradual process that continues all the way through age 11 and beyond. Think about that for a moment. Your child is at the very beginning of a beautiful journey of emotional vocabulary development. They're like little explorers who just learned the words up and down, and now they're slowly, gradually learning all the other direction words. North, south, diagonal, sideways. It takes time, and that's exactly as it should be. Here's something else the research shows us. The emotion words that children learn earliest are the broad, covering ones. The words that can apply to lots of different situations. And you know what? That's actually brilliant. Your child is starting with the foundation, the big categories, and over time, they'll add more and more specific, nuanced words to describe all those shades of feeling in between. Doctor. Gerland Gross and her colleagues at Leipzig University put it beautifully. They said, learning to use language in an adult-like way is a long-lasting process, and this may particularly apply to complex conceptual domains, such as emotions. Even 10 and 11-year-olds haven't fully mastered adult-like emotion vocabulary patterns yet. So if your 5 or 6-year-old is saying good and bad, they're right on track. Now, here's where it gets really wonderful. Researchers from Oregon State University and the Yale Center for Emotional Intelligence have found that children with richer emotional vocabularies, they're better able to pay attention, they're more engaged in school, they have more positive relationships, and they're more empathic. So helping your child expand their feeling words isn't just about communication. It's about giving them tools for their whole life. And the beautiful news is, you can help. The Head Start Early Childhood Learning and Knowledge Center reminds us that before children develop their emotional vocabulary, adults need to help them express their feelings by providing language and labels. You get to be your child's emotion vocabulary teacher, and it's simpler than you might think. When you notice your child experiencing a feeling, you can help them connect what's happening in their body to a specific emotion word. You might say, "I notice your shoulders are tight and your voice sounds frustrated. Are you feeling frustrated right now?" Or, "I see you smiling so big and your eyes are sparkling. You look delighted. Is that how you're feeling?" You're helping them build that bridge between the physical sensation of an emotion and the word that describes it. And the more you do this throughout your daily routines, during meals, during play, during bedtime, the more those words become part of their vocabulary. Here's another beautiful strategy. Read stories together and talk about how the characters are feeling. The Magic Book and I have a story that's perfect for this. It's called The Books That Feel What You Feel, and it's about a child named Leo who visits a magical study where books glow different colors based on emotions. In this story, Leo discovers that feelings like jealousy aren't just good or bad, they're information. They're messages. And the magical books glow different colors for different emotions, showing Leo and showing children who hear this story that feelings come in so many beautiful shades. It's not just good or bad, it's curious, excited, disappointed, proud, nervous, delighted, and so many more. After you read this story with your child, you can create your own emotion color chart together. You might ask, what color do you think curious feels like? What about disappointed? What about proud? This helps them start to see that the emotional landscape is rich and varied, like a whole rainbow of feelings, not just two colors. You can also share your own feelings throughout the day, not in a way that burdens your child, but in a way that models emotional vocabulary. You might say, "I'm feeling a little overwhelmed right now because I have a lot to do, so I'm going to take 3 deep breaths," or "I felt so proud when I finished that project. My heart felt warm and light." When you do this, you're showing your child that all feelings are okay to have and to name. You're showing them that grown-ups have lots of different feelings too, and that we can talk about them. And here's something the magic book wants me to remind you of. This journey of emotional vocabulary development, it's not a race. There's no deadline. Your child isn't behind if they're still using simple words at 5 or 6. They're exactly where they need to be, learning at their own perfect pace. Every time you help them name a feeling, every time you read a story together and talk about emotions, every time you model your own emotional vocabulary, you're planting seeds. And those seeds will grow into a rich, beautiful garden of emotional literacy that will serve your child for their entire life. The research is so clear on this. Children need both a range of different emotion words and an understanding of what those words mean, including when to use them and in what situations. You're not just teaching vocabulary, you're teaching emotional intelligence. You're teaching your child to understand themselves and others. You're teaching them to communicate their inner world. And that is such important, beautiful work. So the next time your child says good or bad, instead of feeling frustrated, you can feel hopeful, because you know this is the starting point. This is where the journey begins, and you have so many wonderful tools to help them along the way. Stories like the books that feel what you feel in the Book of Inara app, conversations throughout your day, modeling your own emotional vocabulary, connecting body sensations to feeling words, creating emotion charts together. All of these are gentle, loving ways to expand your child's emotional world. And remember, my wonderful friend, you're doing beautifully. Your child is learning and growing every single day, and so are you. The Magic Book and I are here to support you on this journey with stories that help, with wisdom that empowers, and with the reminder that childhood is a time of gradual, beautiful unfolding. Your child will learn to express the full rainbow of their feelings. They will develop rich emotional vocabulary. They will learn to communicate their inner experiences with clarity and confidence. And it all starts right here, right now, with you helping them see that there's so much more than just good and bad. Sweet dreams, my wonderful friend, until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.